Innocent in Death by J.D. Robb. A teacher affects eternity. He can never tell where his influence stops. Henry Adams. As innocent as a new laid egg. W.S. Gilbert. Chapter 1. Pop quizzes were killers. Like ambushing assassins, they elicited fear and loathing in the prey, and a certain heady power in the hunter. As Craig Foster prepared to take his lunch break and finish refining the quiz, he knew how his fifth-period U.S. history class would respond. Groans and gasps, winces of misery or panic. He understood completely. At 26, he wasn't so far removed from the student section of the classroom to have forgotten the pain or the anxiety. He got out his insulated lunch sack. Being a creature of habit, he knew that his wife, and wasn't it just Mag being married, would have packed him a poultry pocket, an apple, some soy chips, and his favorite hot chocolate. He never asked her to pack his lunch, or to make sure his socks were washed and folded in pairs and stacked in the right-hand side of his top drawer, but she said she liked doing things for him. The 7 months they'd been married had been the best of his life. And it hadn't sucked before that, either, he decided. He had a job he loved and was damn good at, he thought with a quick burst of pride. He and Lisette had a very decent apartment within reasonable walking distance of the school. His students were bright and interesting, and, bonus time, they liked him.